Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Going into the house, the wise men saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. This is our text. Who doesn't love hearing about the Magi? The wise men coming from the east to visit Jesus with their gifts, and we expect with their camels as well. Epiphany has been called the Gentile Christmas. Just as God brought the Jewish shepherds from the hills surrounding Bethlehem to see and worship his son, so he led these Gentile wise men to do the same. Jesus was born rightful king of the Jews, but he came to be king of all nations and savior of the entire world. And what began at Christmas with the shepherds and then later with the wise men has continued down through the centuries to today. God has led a great multitude, a multitude that no one could number, from all tribes and peoples and languages, to kneel down and worship his son. And that includes you. It wasn't an angel that led you to Jesus. It wasn't by a star that God guided you to him. But it was still God who led you. Still God who brought you to his son, led you by his word to kneel before Christ. And you see him by faith, just as the wise men did too. Because when the wise men showed up to find this child, they didn't see a spectacular baby. There was no halo around his head. He wasn't glowing. What the wise men saw by faith was a baby boy or a young child like any other baby boy or young child. But what they saw by faith and believed was something different. That this child who was the son of Mary was also the son of God, the king and savior of the world. And so when they saw the child with Mary, his mother, they fell down and worshiped him. The Psalms and Proverbs tell us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is very different from knowledge. Wisdom doesn't come from study or from education, but from the Lord. And knowledge, what we think of as being smart in the ways of this world, knowledge apart from God's wisdom and his word is what the Bible calls foolishness. There are really, really smart people who, by the scripture's definition, are very, very foolish. You can be super smart and highly educated and still be a fool, and you can also have an eighth grade education or lower and no wisdom. Now, what made the wise men wise was that when they entered the house of Mary and Joseph, they didn't turn around and go out saying this couldn't possibly be the king of the Jews. No, they saw the child and they fell down and worshipped him. They didn't look at the house and say, this is just a house and not a palace. These are just common folk and not royalty. This child certainly can't be a king. No, they listened to the word of God, that the Christ was to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And when they came to the house, they said, this child? This child! And they fell down. And they worshiped him. And that's wisdom. Now, you probably heard the saying that wise men still seek him. And I suppose that's not entirely wrong. But the reality is that real wise men know the truth, that it's not us who seek him, but God who comes to seek us. Think about how the scriptures describe various times. Adam and Eve hiding in their sin. They weren't looking for God. In fact, they were running from him, and God came and found him. His people Israel, when they had turned away, God sent the prophets to call his people to repentance. And he sent the star to lead the wise men to Jesus. It's God who takes the lead and comes to find his people, comes to you today with his gospel and his spirit and his love and his forgiveness. So that you too fall down and worship him, and receive from him the gifts that he has for you tonight. The gifts are here for you. Tonight, this church right here is the house where you find Jesus, your Savior, where you kneel down to and worship him. Now think about what we bring tonight to our Lord. No gold, no frankincense, no myrrh. In fact, the very first thing we brought to our Lord tonight was our sins of thought and word and deed. You might say not very good gifts for the Savior, and yet exactly what he wants. Because he has come to receive these gifts from you and to bear them away. So empty your hands, empty your hearts, empty your minds of these gifts, your sins, and then receive what he gives: forgiveness, life, and salvation, his own body and blood. And even the other gifts we bring, the offerings, your service, your love, even these gifts aren't things that we bring because he needs them, but we bring them because he knows that we need to let go of them. He knows that we need to leave everything behind and fall down and worship him alone. And what is worship? Worship, I would say, is not something that we give to God, but worship is ultimately about what God gives to us. To worship God is to receive his gifts, to be given what he won for you. You see, what the wise men received that day was far greater than what they gave. What Jesus gave them was more precious than any gold or frankincense or myrrh. Now, the world would call this foolishness. Sometimes it may even seem that way to us. The world sees the gifts where the Christ child is and turns away from them. The world sees only water in baptism, but we believe the word. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. The world hears the voice of a sinner, but we believe that what God says about his word in the mouth of his called servant. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. The world tastes only bread and wine, but we believe what Jesus says: this is my body, this is my blood. The world says it's impossible. The world refuses to bend the knee and worship. But with the wise men, we simply say amen. And we fall down and worship him with open ears, with eager hearts, with mouths ready to receive his gifts. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And this is the wisdom that shapes our lives. For from the wisdom that we receive here, we live. We allow God through his word to correct and rebuke and teach and train us. And we know that all the knowledge of the world, as good as it is and as beneficial as the use of that knowledge can be, we know that the knowledge of the world is not what we worship, but we worship the Savior. He was born for you, crucified for you, risen for you, ascended for you, and now here for you with all the fruits and gifts he won. That doesn't mean that we're going to look or feel wise, but don't be afraid. When Jesus comes again in glory, all will be revealed. Then the wise and the foolish will be known. And on that day, the prophet Daniel says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So next time you see a nativity scene, even if it's another 11 months from now, with Mary and Joseph and Jesus, with angels and shepherds and wise men, know where you are. You're with the wise men. You're one who falls down and worships him and receives his gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.